Revelation is the book of judgment by Jesus Christ. It has been called the only prophetic book in the New Testament. By the way, there's 17 in the Old Testament. It has been called a book of consummation and a splendid finish to the divine library. The name of the book is taken from the first verse. It is a revelation of Jesus Christ. Who is the author? The author calls himself John. He does that in 1:1, 1:4, 1:9, and 22:8. He also says that he is a servant of Christ and your brother and companion in tribulation. Tradition says that the author was John the Apostle. A number of similarities between Revelation and the other books of John confirm that idea. So the author was the Apostle John. Who were the recipients of this book? John states that he was banished to the Isle of Patmos and that he wrote before his release. Some men who wrote after the New Testament was closed declare that John was banished during the time of a ruler who lived from 85 to 95 AD, and that he was released after that. Therefore, John wrote Revelation either in 95 or 96 AD. The book is addressed to seven churches of Asia Minor, which is modern-day Turkey. John begins with Ephesus and continues clockwise to Laodicea. At least some of these churches were suffering persecution. The Roman emperor at the time was the first to be worshipped while he was alive. That's what led to persecution. So, the recipients are seven churches in what we call today Turkey. What is the subject of the book of Revelation? The subject is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The word revelation means uncovering. So this book is a revealing or an uncovering of Jesus Christ. But it's a little more specific than just the totality of his person. It is the revealing of Jesus Christ as judge. Judge, first of all, of the church, and then judge of the world. What is the structure of this book? How does the author take the subject of the revelation of Jesus Christ and develop it? The literary form of the book of Revelation is a blend of epistolary and apocalyptic literature. Apocalyptic literature uses symbols that are often arbitrary. For example, a beast with seven heads and ten horns. The literary structure is clearly stated in Revelation 1:9. John was to write the things which he saw, the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. The things that he saw is an image of Jesus Christ as judge. That is recorded in chapter 1. The things which are the seven letters to the seven churches. The things which will take place after this include three series of judgments, the seals, the trumpets, and the bowls, all of which take place just prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ, the millennium, the great white throne, and the new heavens and the new earth. If you were going to outline the book and follow the whole book, it would look something like this. There is a prologue in the first eight verses. Secondly, Christ is revealed as judge in chapter 1, verses 9 through 20. Then, in the third place, Christ is revealed as judge of the church in chapters 2 and 3. In the fourth place, he's revealed as the judge of the world in chapter 4, verse 1 through 22, verse 10. The fifth division of the book is the Great White Throne Judgment in chapter 20, verses 11 to 15. Next is the picture of the new heavens and the new earth in chapter 21, verse 1 through 22, verse 5. That's followed by an epilogue in chapter 22, verses 6 to 20, and finally a benediction in the last verse of the book, chapter 22, verse 21. So, the subject of the book is the revelation of Jesus Christ as judge. The body of this book indicates that he is judge of the church and of the world. What are the purposes of this book? One of the purposes of Revelation is to comfort persecuted believers. When the emperor demanded that he be worshipped, it led to persecution. As a result, some were suffering, even to death. It must have looked as if the wicked men were in control and evil would prevail. John wrote to comfort and reassure believers that Christ will eventually deal with nations and judge sin on the earth, as well as establish his kingdom and bring in everlasting righteousness. Another purpose of Revelation is to challenge complacent believers. Some believers were lax and lukewarm. The Ephesians had lost their first love. The church at Pergamos and Thyatira allowed things they ought not. The Laodiceans were lukewarm. John wanted to challenge them to steadfastness and perseverance. So he writes to remind them that the Lord is returning and he has his reward with him. The sum of all of this is the Apostle John wrote to the seven churches of Asia Minor, revealing Jesus Christ as the judge of the churches in the world in order to comfort persecuted believers and challenge complacent Christians. The present persecution points to more severe persecution that is to come just prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ. The great spiritual lesson for believers today of this book is that Jesus Christ will judge believers as well as the world. In light of that, how shall we then live? Remember, Revelation is the book of judgment by Jesus Christ.